Good morning, my beautiful people of God. Our morning devotions are being brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Father Dawn Double D. Haynes from St. Bartholomew Church by the Sea in the Berry Islands, and I am your spiritual lead for this morning. Today, we celebrate the feast day of St. Leo the Great, who is one of the most important of the early popes, guiding the destiny of the church during a time when Western civilization was rapidly disintegrating. Upon the death of Pope Sixtus III, Leo was chosen as his successor. He was consecrated Pope in Rome on September 29, 4040. Leo's primary interest was in maintaining the unity of the church. He taught against certain heresies and organized the church setup so that the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, was recognized as the head of the church. He is famous for meeting with Attila the Hun and preventing a march on Rome after the Huns had devastated northern Italy. He was also renowned for building and restoring churches. This great leader was also known for the spiritual leadership he provided for the Roman congregations. His sermons, of which 96 have been preserved, are considered remarkable for their depth, clarity, and style. A total of 143 letters written by Leo are still preserved today. His most impacting was one in which he set out that Jesus Christ was fully divine, but yet still fully human, demonstrating the oneness of Christ and preserving the fullness of Christian truth and doctrine. It helped the whole church to enter more fully into the heart of the gospel message of who Jesus is and who we can become in him as we cooperate with grace. St. Leo died on November the 10th, 461. Today, we remember his life, witness, and love, which he held for Christ and his church. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, grant that your church, following the teaching of your servant Leo of Rome, may hold fast the great mystery of our redemption and adore the one Christ, true God and true man, neither divided from our human nature nor separate from your divine being. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. My brothers and sisters, allow me to share with you a reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing and can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven. The word of the Lord. As we reflect on today's scripture, I need to point out to you that just as light symbolizes goodness, darkness symbolizes evil. Jesus described himself as the light of the world. Surprisingly, he then went further and said to his followers, "You are the light of the world." He is confident that we will contribute to the enlightenment of those around us to the extent that we are united to him. Letting your light shine before others is not putting on an act of drawing attention to your good qualities. It is simply acting as best as you can according to the lights that you have been given. For those of us who have attended a Crucio weekend, we know that we are called to Christianize others. This call begins on our fourth day. What is it? What does it mean? It means that we are called to live that life in Christ to the end of our days. This is what we are called to do. To do this effectively, we should recall the sobering reminder from Jesus, "Without me, you can do nothing." So, my brothers and sisters, let us this morning ask him to help us lighten up any darkness that surrounds us. Ask him to give us that wisdom and strength through his Holy Spirit to guide others so that our path may also assist in showing them the way to Jesus Christ. As we do this, we also allow others to enlighten the path which they have taken and the world around them. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Illuminator of our path, please open our eyes and hearts to the direction you would have us to take. Help us to make wise decisions that would lead us closer to your path for our lives. Give us the strength and courage to persevere when times are difficult. Lead us with your truth and love, so that at last we may live a life that brings glory to your name. Amen. I thank you for listening this morning, and I invite you to share with family and friends as you are able. May God continue to bless you.